Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Show to camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
You a Cher fan?
Yeah.
I mean, who's not?
Cher dating somebody like 30.
That's a big age gap. Like, she's like 80. That's a big age gap.
I have questions, but I'm going to go ahead and save them.
For later in the show or for off the air?
I'll save it off the air.
Off the air, okay. Yeah, they might not be on air questions. All right, welcome back.
Go ahead, they'll be off air.
Yep. Well, the theme of the song works as the Eagles try to turn back time with the signing, the retirement ending of Brandon Graham. He's back. Let's react to it.
So what do you do now after you come back? Do you have another retirement ceremony?
No. That's where I draw the line. Yeah. It was awesome last year.
That's where you draw the line.
Yeah, I can't. It's like you can't expound the energy for the whole retirement thing twice. We could replay the last year's shows when he retired, when he does it again. No, I don't know, but I'm
not
happy.
I'm mad at him, though. I don't want anybody to think. I think it's a...
Well, I hate her. Hugh's out today.
Well, no, it's one of those things.
Downer Douglas, mm-hmm.
No, you know what's funny? Because I was talking to Landon last night, and we were talking about, you know, if me and Ike had the opportunity to come back.
At your age?
Well, just saying hypothetically.
Okay.
Hypothetically. Okay. And it's like, yeah, because we still want to play.
Sure.
I think anybody that has played this game at a high level still wants to play. You just can't.
Yeah. Well,
I forgot. We got Devin.
We do have a guest. Yeah, we do have a guest.
My bad, Devin. I started pontificating.
Not retired. Our Eagles sideline reporter, Devin Kenny. Devin, what's up?
Hi, guys. Look,
what's up, Dev?
Hugh, if you want to, you know, long talk, please.
Yeah, I was on. I was on my way.
Your comments right before break. I agree. Tomato soup is not what it used to be. Like, I don't know if it's a Mandela effect or not, but I actually
don't. You
totally
remember when we? Doesn't it feel like when we were younger?
Yeah.
It hit different.
It was so much better. It was so much better.
That's funny that you brought up the Mandela effect,
because
that's what it feels like.
Yeah, but is that because we were young and we didn't know better, and everything was better, and then you get older and you're cynical, and tomato soup's not as good?
No, like one day I went to get some tomato soup, right, and a grilled cheese.
Where'd you go? I don't mean the name. Diner, restaurant?
Yeah, like how you
remember, who doesn't order grilled cheeses out?
No, I didn't order it. I made it.
Wait, so you went to the store and got a can of tomato soup.
Yes.
It didn't work out well.
Nah.
Okay.
Because I was like, this ain't what I remember. This is not what I remember as a child.
Yeah.
Because as a child, when you had tomato soup and a grilled cheese sandwich, you were hyped because it was great. And it wasn't that great, Joe. I need the tomatoes to be thick. I need thicker tomatoes.
It's not right. It's like it's not, you know.
It needs to be.
I
don't need the. I don't need the sandwich to sink in the. I don't need it to sink in the in the tomato soup. I need it to float on the top. I need it to be like quicksand.
Yeah, I will say your taste buds change as you age, so this may be a bigger problem here that we can address later. All right, Devin, let's discuss the other things going on, including Brandon Graham coming out of retirement. Devin, obviously we're all happy for BG and we're all big fans, but what's your thought on how much this changes things, like how it can impact things? Because I just keep thinking back to he was still productive last year, and if he's still what he was last year, that will certainly help off the edge. Your thoughts on BG coming back, Devin?
Yeah, well, so first of all, when I started hearing not even rumors about him coming back, but, you know, just opinions as soon as Za'Darius Smith retired, in terms of, you know, should BG come out of retirement? Do we think the Eagles will reach out to him? I was like, no, there's no way that they're going to ask him to come out of retirement. You know, I thought BG was living his best life. You know, he's doing a lot. He has a lot of, you know, endorsement deals. He's doing shows and
he's
all that.
Winning. He's winning in retirement. He was winning.
Right. So I was like, there's no way that BG's going to want to do that. And I was very wrong. Like, I fully didn't expect this. But look, I love it. As long as he wants to, which he clearly does, and he feels that he is in NFL shape, he's ready to go. And of course, you know, it comes down to how long he can stay healthy. Of course, you know, he played, what, 11 games last season, tore that tricep, came back in time for the Super Bowl, made an impact, but he did re-tear the same tricep in his first game back. So I think that's something to, you know, watch for. But look, the leadership, his trash talking, his energy, you know, like that can't hurt a team. There's no negatives that come with Brandon Graham returning to the Philadelphia Eagles.
I agree with that.
Yeah, there's no, well, that's not a negative, right? It's a matter of can he play it and how much he can help. And
yeah.
Devin, it's certainly a position they need help in. I mean, look, last week we were discussing the sudden retirement of Za'Darius Smith, so he's not here. We still don't have Nolan Smith back. Hopefully that is going to come soon here. But they can use help at that position. We were discussing earlier if this kind of changes the equation. I think it could. Like, if Brandon can help and can give them good snaps, Devin, for me, the biggest need now is to go get another corner, because I just keep thinking back to the game Sunday. They couldn't cover Jordan Addison. I mean, forget Justin Jefferson for a second. But the other receiver, and I think as the season goes on, we're going to face a lot of teams that have more than one good wide receiver. With Brandon coming back, if I'm Howie, my next thing is I got to go get another corner to help out Quinyon and to help out Cooper DeJean.
Yeah, I mean, they certainly target whatever side of the field Kelee Ringo is on, especially, you know, when he came in after Adoree Jackson went out. Not that Adoree Jackson's been playing incredibly well at cornerback, but remember, they do have Ja'Quarian Bennett, who's been on IR, and I think he'll come back right after the bye. And he was playing pretty well before he went out with injury. So they do have some depth at cornerback, but I agree. I still think even with Brandon Graham coming back, both trenches, but especially the defensive line, that edge group, is an area that, like, with Brandon Graham's age and his injury history, I just don't know if I feel totally safe. I would still be open to trying to bring someone in. It's just, you know, obviously bringing back Brandon Graham, I don't know if you're going to still go out and try to get a Trey Hendrickson. I don't know if you're going to want to give up, you know, what it's going to take to get someone of that caliber. But I do still think that, you know, they're not getting enough pressure. They did do better, you know, against Carson Wentz and the Vikings on Sunday, but I still would like a little bit more help up front defensively as well.
Yeah, and it's going to be, you know, really the question is how much more Howie's willing to invest in this roster, right? He's made a bunch of trades since the summer. We'll see what he's got up his sleeve. 2 weeks from today is the trade deadline. Devin Caney joining us here. Devin, what was it like to be on the sidelines for one of the great Jalen Hurts performances of his career? I thought that was just throwing the football. I mean, he's obviously had some great playoff games and Super Bowls, but as a pure thrower, I thought that was just his best or one of his best ever in his career on Sunday. What did you think watching it? And is the pass game now bombs away, or are we all fixed now?
I mean, I don't know if I'm going to go as far to say that we're all fixed, but it was really awesome to see Jalen Hurts have that level of performance. Incredible game, obviously, from Devontae Smith, from AJ Brown. You have to shout out Brett Toth, who came in and did his best, you know, subbing in for Cam Jurgens under center. The coolest moment for me was the very start of the game, that first offensive drive from the Eagles, when it was AJ Brown's first touchdown. And I know that communication and execution had been kind of two buzzwords going around the Eagles locker room, especially when it came to that offense. And it looked like AJ Brown was completely wrapped up. I don't know who was covering him at the time. I can't remember, but just watching on the sideline, he runs down. It looks like he's covered. Jalen Hurts just signals to him, like, no, like, down more, or like, go, I got you. Connects with him. AJ runs it in for the touchdown. And that to me stood out as like, okay, now we're rolling, because now the offense, now AJ and Jalen seem to be on the same page, you know, just a simple hand movement and they connected, boom, for a touchdown. AJ Brown doing what we know he can do best. And that's a really promising sign to me, because I know communication had been a concern, especially when it comes to those two and Jalen Hurts and AJ Brown. I also think it's awesome to see, you know, Devontae Smith is an incredibly smart player. And he went in at halftime and said, look, I'm seeing this out there with their defense. They're putting a safety on me sometimes. Like, I think we need to take advantage of it. And we saw them do that. We saw more creativity. Obviously, the run game, still, you know, something left to be desired there. But I know AJ is gonna get one of these days soon, hopefully. And I think that everyone will go nuts. Maybe it'll be Sunday against the Giants, guys, and the link will go nuts once Saquon finally breaks free for a big run.
Get back.
Yeah, well, it is get back day. So, Devin, what do you think? It's Sunday against the Giants, who, you know, beat the Eagles up 2 weeks ago, which surprised us all, and then they went and blew a huge lead on Sunday in Denver. Eagles-Giants on Sunday, is this the get-back game, or the Giants worry a little bit after we saw 2 weeks ago?
I think that the Giants are certainly an improved team. Do they worry me? Not so much, especially even before, you know, this Vikings game. The Eagles had kind of mentioned, you know, here and there, like, yeah, well, we get to face them again in 2 weeks in terms of the Vikings. Like, yeah, we have another rematch with them coming up soon. Like, I think that they really want to get their lick back against this Giants team, against Cam Scataboo, against Jackson Dart. I know Jalen Carter hated being sidelined for that game. And just from chatting with him in the locker room, like, I think he's going to be excited to get out there and face this rookie quarterback and a guy like Cam Scataboo. So especially when it comes to the defensive side of things, where we know defense didn't have their best game, you know, by long shot that Thursday night against the Giants, I think they're hungry to get right against the Giants, especially after the Giants blew that lead against the Broncos on Sunday as well. I think they want to take advantage of a team that kind of is struggling right now. So we'll see.
Yeah, I agree. I think it's a get back game for the Eagles and a big win on Sunday. Devin, we appreciate you hopping on. It should be
appreciate
a fun week
you.
And we'll see you at the pregame show on Sunday.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's Joe to Camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94 WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods, and whenever works for you.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
See you then. Thanks, guys.
Devin Caney, there she is, covering the Eagles for us. It's going to be a big week for the Eagles. It starts here with the Brandon Graham thing, and there are some reports out there this morning that he could make his debut as early as Sunday. Hugh, does that tell you that he's got himself in pretty good shape? Because when the news started coming out 2 days ago, right, we were on the air for the pregame show before the Vikings game, I kind of thought, all right, well, they play today. That was this Sunday, right? Then the Giants, then a bye. I kind of assumed BG would come
take
back
a little bit of time
after the bye. But now some reports out there, he could play as early as Sunday.
Yeah, but I've heard that he's been there working out. So he's been working out.
Right.
So he's been trying to ramp up, I guess, for the last couple of weeks. So, you know, if he's ready to go, let him play. Let him play.
Well, and look, as we talk through the trade deadline, which is 2 weeks from today, if they do get a chance to see him on Sunday, it could inform what has he got? What does he look like? What does he feel after the game? And maybe that impacts things as we get close to the deadline. Let's go back to the phone lines here. 215-592-9494. We have a couple polls up. Our Twitter poll question of the day, of course, is sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet you. Learn about and schedule your evaluation at PIDentalCenter.com. Does Brandon Graham's return change how you feel about this Eagles team? No at 69%. Yes at 31%. So that's a pretty pretty sizable on your side of it that people haven't changed their mind.
See, y'all make me out to be the drunk uncle at the barbecue.
Yes, we do. No, hold on.
Y'all make
you
me out to
say
be.
You call yourself the drunk uncle at the barbecue every day.
Okay,
yeah.
But
we don't make
because
you out to be that.
I speak truth on these airwaves, and y'all get mad at me talking about I'm being the Debbie Downer and negative Nancy
not
and
me.
All that other stuff.
Well, because you guys agree
we're
today.
We're lying today. But I'm just saying.
We only yell at each other if we disagree.
I have an agenda.
All I'm saying is this. Howie the one that started this. Howie told the man to retire. He the one that told him to retire.
Yeah. Well, if we're doing
and then he called him back. Yeah. You know, this reminded me of that song by Mike Jones. Back then, they didn't want me. Yeah, now I'm hot. They all on me. Now, I'm just saying. That's what this is.
Well, I mean.
Howie the one. He went in the office and told everybody he didn't want to retire. Howie said, man, go home.
Yeah, I know. I mean,
guys said, come back.
If we're doing I told you so's, I tried to say they were losing too much on the defensive side, and everyone yelled at me all March. I mean, you disagree with me.
Well,
Thundercats are ready to play.
Let the young Thundercats play.
And they don't get to the quarterback.
We had a young Thundercat.
Who?
I'm just saying.
Okay. Well, he didn't get to the quarterback either.
Well, guess what?
Yeah, you got to see. Just cut it out.
Well, guess what?
No.
He getting to the quarterback now?
Uh-huh.
That's enough for this, okay?
What you mean? I'm just saying. See, you don't want to hear the truth.
No, because well, hold on.
You don't want to let me cook.
No, I feel like you're blatantly ignoring the truth.
I'm not. Yes, you are. Ignoring
no,
nothing.
Stop. All right. I guess we're doing this now. It wasn't going to work here.
Time out. Because we do this thing where we're yelling about something. Let's put our cards on the table, okay?
Well, Bryce Huff got 4 sacks.
Well, he's hurt. He's got a hamstring injury now,
But if he had been here, he'd have been the sack leader. That's all I'm saying.
He'd have been the leader in sacks. No, I disagree.
How many he got?
Hugh. Well, if you were here with Robert Saleh, maybe.
Yeah.
So whose fault is that? We had a young Thundercat. Now we call it BG back.
It's both him and Vic Fangio's faults, for sure.
He's six sacks away from having 10.
Okay,
stop.
Okay, that was a little over the top.
That math's not mathing. Okay, so let's unpack this for a second.
That was a little bit much.
Let's unpack this. I am in favor of bringing back BG. I do think it does for me change my opinion in the next few weeks, next few months. I think this could help the Eagles. But if we're unpacking how we got here, which is what Hugh Douglas wants to do, because he wants to pat himself on the back. If we want to unpack how we got here, there's a lot of Howie Roseman L's in the last 6 or 7 months when it comes to the pass rush. I mean, there are. I mean, and Howie has been telling us he's been taking L's without us recognizing it. He tried to trade a half of his assets to go get Micah Parsons. Hugh pretended it was a lie. It was true. Okay, obviously, he doesn't like his pass rush. Okay, then he went and signs Za'Darius Smith off the street because he doesn't like his pass rush. Now he's bringing back BG because he doesn't like his pass rush. I mean, it's obvious.
And he told him to leave.
Yeah, he let too much go off the Super Bowl team. Now, you want to spin that to Bryce Huff. None of us were upset that Bryce Huff was kicked out of here when he was traded. But, Hugh...
You're right. He was. We are upset.
But to your point, he is playing well in San Francisco.
I mean, and you know.
I think a lot of us knew he would.
I mean, yeah, I kind of knew that. But
No.
It's the irony of the situation.
It is ironic that the player he is now is what they want him to be.
He came up with some key plays last week.
He won the game. He's been awesome for the Niners. I know.
Drunk uncle at the barbecue.
But wait,
I'll be that.
But do you think he would have been that if he stayed here?
I think. You could have done I'm going to tell you. You could have done a better job of trying to get him integrated into this defense. No, but I talked to Vic, and Vic said it was certain things that we wanted him to do, he couldn't do. And I get that. It's just ironic that when you look at the stat sheet, we got like 11 sacks, and Bryce Huff out there in San Fran, he got 4.
He didn't want to be here. He didn't buy into what we were doing.
It's partly that. You know, to be totally honest, it is. I just felt
he was miserable.
I felt like being a nudge today.
Yeah, well,
and just rolling that out there to make people even more irritated.
Well, it's working.
Yeah,
it is working. 215-592-9494. Let's go to Damon and Delco. What's up, Damon? Damon and Delco.
Uh-oh. Damon. Oh, not Damon. The moment was too big for it.
I'm here.
Oh, we got you. Okay.
I'm here. Holy crap. Hold on. It got me. Hold on. I'm here, y'all. What's up, folks?
What's going on, man?
I got y'all.
Okay, good. What's up, Damon?
Listen, man. Y'all almost got me electrocuted, man.
We don't want you to get hurt,
I'm
though.
I'm out here working on a service right now. Y'all said, DeMond. I said, oh, let me get back to him. I hear him. Got to get to my truck. Yeah, brothers, I'm going to I love y'all, man. Hey, I love you, man.
I don't want you to get hurt, though, dog. Don't be out there getting hurt, though.
Yeah, you know, Kyle, quick to hang up on a brother.
We'd have put you on hold.
I don't even hold on.
We'd have talked bad about you too, though.
That's not even. I don't even do that. That's Joe.
Wow, I'm getting thrown on the bus now. Yeah. All right, Damon, you're up. Go ahead.
All right, listen. I think the BZ thing is good. I heard you, Hugh, about reference to, you know, who Spotty's going to take. But I got to tell you this about that, Hugh. I would say this. He shouldn't have to take nobody's spot, and they shouldn't be called him. So if the people were there and they're now doing their job, they shouldn't have to worry about BJ. So when I'm coming back,
tell them,
make them open their eyes up and they go, oh, man, look, I ain't doing my job.
OG. Yeah, they called the OG back.
OG back. Yeah, OG back. I ain't doing my job. But I also think we should bring back the guy we said was a pain in the locker room, because I think he jailed with us, and he's right now he's sitting on the sidelines.
CJ GJ?
Yeah, I think we should bring him back. Give him another
the whole, where he at?
He's at the crib.
Didn't he get picked up? I thought he got picked up.
No, then he left. He left.
Oh yeah, because he was on the practice squad.
That's right.
Bring him back.
The whole band back together, Damon. Yeah,
bring him back. I don't see why not. I don't see right now. Offense is looking kind of good, you know, even with Saquon having the struggles, and I still believe that whole thing is with the line. Kevin did a good job last game, I believe, somewhat good job. Daylon did an excellent job. The line still wasn't doing their job. You know, they held up with the pass, but the run, there's no lanes, you know what I mean? And here, I want to say something to you about this. We did talk about a couple days ago about them being in shotgun so much before the game.
Yeah.
I was happy to see, man, that they finally, with my man, go under center a couple times, roll out. All those things is to his strength. And before I let y'all go, the last thing I want to say is this. Although it looked good for Jalen, I think how we got our run game back is adding him back to the run game. He's not doing that fake pull out and run all that. He's not doing that. Nobody's scared of him running
Damon, you're right. It's been bizarre. They have used Hurts less and less in the run game, you know, in terms of design runs or even him run. I mean, if you take away the tush pushes, and Damon, good phone call. If you look at Jalen Hurts' rush attempts this year and you subtract the tush pushes, it's very few. Now, I wonder if that is kind of a long-term play to protect his health, because he's getting, you know, he's not a super young quarterback.
You're long in the tooth.
Yeah, or, you know.
But you still have to have that as a aspect of your game.
I agree. Now, I thought the reason I said yesterday it was the best game I've ever seen him have as a passer is you go to the two Super Bowls, and his legs were also a big part of it. He threw the ball super well in the two Super Bowls, but his legs were a huge part of it. On Sunday, his legs were not a part of the game. He just threw, and it was obviously super effective. 215-592-9494. See, Damon gets it. BG is going to make a difference here, and I think it's impossible not to feel differently about this team with him back than I did the other day. I mean, I got Hater Hugh over here trying to drop knowledge.
Hate.
Yeah, Hater Hugh. And then the tomato.
It feels pretty pie in the sky to me.
I don't think it does.
It feels like a little bit of a leap.
He said, I don't think it does. If he's the guy he was
last year, that's not a difference maker. He didn't make a difference last year?
Well,
he did.
No, he had an impact.
Not,
I get
not
that.
Like significant enough for me to like change how I feel about the team.
Well, is anything they're going to sign really changes?
Well, something they could trade for. Like, I feel like are we not pushing this out to what it means for what else they should add for the team? Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, the change is nothing. It shouldn't change anything for anybody.
It does. I mean, if he's the pass rusher he was last year, the need for an edge is not as significant.
He had three sacks.
Right, but we all watched it. He was better than a three sack guy.
He brought some noise. He might have been our best edge rusher by default. That says more about what the unit was last year.
That's fine. But we've seen Vic Fangio scheme it up with a bunch of good players, right? Not maybe one great edge.
Isn't it better to be able to, instead of having, like, Vic has blitzed a lot more this season out of necessity.
Yep.
I would rather he not have to do that.
I would too, but
so they need more to me. This change, like this doesn't change my view of the defensive line all of a sudden.
Here's what it was for me. Like, if you asked me a day ago, what do they need? I would have said they need definitely another corner and another edge. They just got the edge. It may not be what you want, but I don't think they're getting transferred anyway.
It's the pass rush you need.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And now we can focus on getting a corner.
He wanted to play, and you sent him
home.
He
did. Well, that's Howie. That's Howie's fault.
Then you called him back.
That's not on me. That's on Howie. 215-592-9494. We'll keep taking your phone calls on BG's return. What kind of impact you think it has on the season? Plus, BG this morning on Good Morning Football, he talked about his health and if he thinks his legacy could change by coming back. We'll hit that next. Your phone calls. It is the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP. It's NBA tip-off weekend. FanDuel, in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, is your home for live betting. So even if you miss the start of the game or want to ride the hot hand, FanDuel has live bets on everything from who will score next to fourth quarter comebacks. Plus, you can even combine your live bets in a same game parlay for a shot at a bigger payout. However you want to play, now is the perfect time to join. FanDuel's giving new customers $300 in bonus bets if your first $5 bet wins. Visit FanDuel.com/GIGLIO to sign up today. Play your game with FanDuel, official sports betting partner of the NBA. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official sportsbook of 94 WIP.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Show to Camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94 WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcast.
Hey, good pull, Kyle.
Is this a song you referenced earlier?
Yes. Yep. Mike Jones.
Did he give his phone number out in the song?
Yes, he did.
And it was his real number, too.
Yeah, it was.
Sounds like a bit we should try. You ever give out your number on the air, Hugh?
Mm-mm.
I know Herb's given his email out
on
WIP a few times.
I mean, who wouldn't want to email her?
I think he had like a. I think he got jammed up.
That many people emailed Herb?
Oh, well, of course.
Herb, I'm not going to say his last name. I think I remember his last name. All right, 215-592.
He'll tell you.
Yeah, I know, but that's for him to say. I'm not going to do it. 215-592-9494 is how you hop aboard Sports Talk on WIP presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. All right, before we get back to everyone's phone calls here on BG, and does it change the way you feel about this 2025 Eagles team? It does for me. And again, I'm not saying they go from being wherever, you know, they are in the Super Bowl picture to the overwhelming favorites. I don't think it's that. He's a veteran player who's got a little bit left, but it moves it forward for me. They can go out now and spend their resources to get a corner instead of having to get a corner and a pass rusher. I think we're underrating a little bit what he still was last year. And I don't underrate how much the leadership matters. This team is super young on defense. They've got a million penalties on the defensive side. And I think he will help in all those facets. All right, let's hear from BG on Good Morning Football this morning. NFL Network talking about his return, how he's feeling, and if his legacy could change by coming back.
Oh, yeah. And I feel good. Honestly, I felt great even coming out of that game before I found out I tore my tricep again. And now my tricep feels good, fully healed, got everything checked. And, man, it's more like just feeling like you can still add value and help the team in any way. And they know what they're getting with me 100% of the time. I'm all in. And yeah, I'm like, while I can do it still and while the calls are still coming, I'm like, why not? You know what I'm saying? Because don't nobody really pay attention to the details of, oh man, Tom Brady, all they know is Tom Brady won seven Super Bowls. And they don't say like, oh, he came back for one more time too. So I figured I'd go ahead, come on back one more time if the opportunity comes itself, you know, because it's still going to be the legacy of me winning two Super Bowls and all that stuff. So going out on top was cool, but of course I still felt like I still had stuff in the tank to go do it, go make another run.
Yeah, that makes sense. That makes sense because that's basically what we were talking about last night. Like, when football is gone, it's gone, you know, and that's the reality of it. And I would love to be able to go out there and suit up and play. Can't do it. So if you're in a position and the phone is ringing, like you said, go out there and play. if you can still play. So, yeah, that's it, man. And only person that knows that for sure is Brandon. Brandon feels like he can still play. He still has that desire and that fire burning in his belly. Go out there and play, man. Do your thing.
A couple of things came to my mind as he talked about that. He's dead right about the legacy. I heard a couple callers this morning talk about they wish he kept his legacy intact, right, going out on top.
His legacy is what it is.
It totally is. I think we totally overdo it. I think we make a big deal in the moment of how athletes' careers end, and then we forget. Like think about it for a second. Jason Kelce's last game was a blowout loss in Tampa in the playoffs. No one thinks about that. That's not Jason Kelce.
Think about who he is and you know, him living his best life. Nobody remembers that. Nobody remembers none of that.
Dan Marino was gone, but Dan Marino went out 62-7, lost in a playoff game. No one cares. No one remembers. Michael Jordan was a wizard for 2 years, and nobody cares. Like, yeah. Look, we all hope Brandon plays well, but Kyle, if he goes out there and he struggles and this season doesn't end great for the team or him, it's not good. 10 years from now, we won't talk about it.
No, that was the one thing that I heard a lot that I found ridiculous, that, like, his legacy was somehow on the line by coming back. Like, this isn't a Jason Peters situation by any means. Like, Brandon Graham, he might as well have a statue with the play that he made against Tom Brady. He's a two-time Super Bowl champion. Like, the guys you mentioned, Michael Jordan going to the Wizards, like, that's just a footnote. Like, when you talk about Michael Jordan, that rarely ever comes up unless it's like an aside or a joke or something like that. Like, there's pretty much nothing Brandon Graham can do that I, like, expect from Brandon Graham that could impact his legacy as an Eagle, like, in any way, shape, or form.
If I'm correct, the season Brady came out for one more run, didn't they make the playoffs with a losing record and lose to Dak in the first round? I think that's how Brady's career ended. Or did they lose to the Rams?
With the Bucks, right?
Yeah, it was either the Bucks or the Rams. He lost.
I think it was. Was it the Rams? Because that's when Aaron Donald bust his chin or something.
Whatever it was.
Was that the Brandon Aubrey?
He lost his last playoff game, right? Like, Tom Brady did not go out on top, whatever it was. I think it might have been they were under 500, won the division, and Dak and the Cowboys beat them.
Was it the Cowboys?
I think it was in the wild card round of the playoffs, 2022. I think he can, like, again, I'm forgetting it. That was, I think, the last football game Tom Brady played. But, like, again, legacy is set. Tom Brady's legacy is all the wins, again, if I'm correct on that, it doesn't even matter because no one remembers. Brandon Graham's legacy here in Philadelphia is set. It doesn't matter what happens. We hope he plays well. We hope he succeeds and the team goes and wins another Super Bowl. That would add to his legacy. But that stuff, he's right.
I mean, Dallas beat up on Tampa Bay. That was his last game.
Okay, gotcha.
That's a sad way to go out. And I almost had to, like,
rack
my brain.
Giving the Cowboys a playoff win?
Yeah, right.
Can't happen.
But, like, 20 years from now, when everyone lays out Tom Brady's career, it won't even be mentioned. The legacy stuff gets so overrated here. The other thing I thought of as we heard that is, you kept mentioning Hugh, you, Ike, Richie, right? Like, you guys, if you could, you would. Right now, of our former Eagles that are here at WIP, who do you think would give the best snaps? Like, if we suited you all up on Sunday, gotta be honest.
I got my money on Ike.
Yeah,
I would probably say Ike because John's not that big anymore.
He deflated.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he doesn't look like he saw weight in a long time. Mm-hmm. Like, he doesn't lift weights like that.
Sure.
I would say Ike doesn't work out like that, but Ike is closer to his body type than, like, he was when he played.
My vote's on Ike, too.
He feels like the most energetic.
Yeah. Like, he could run down on special teams and give one more big hit.
I don't think John has the mean streak anymore.
No, it's over.
To play fullback, no. Hugh. Yeah. I mean, this guy is...
I'm just like, the biggest thing, if somebody put their hands on me, I'm going to probably pull out a knife or something.
No.
I'm going to take it to a whole nother level because I'm not.
Well, that's not what the team needs.
Because we were talking about that with Landon last night. And I was like, Landon, because he asked me, did I have any snaps left? And I said, Landon, if you put your hands on me, I'm going to have to go to the car.
he was closer to Mark Sanchez territory than early 2000s.
Hey, Kyle, I told him, I said, I ain't going to lie. I might have to go to the car on you, dog. I'm not.
I think we need that as a poll, Kyle. Which former Eagle at WIP could give the team the best snaps right now?
I'm going to say Ike.
I think Ike's going to win the vote. Here's what I'm curious. Who gets more votes, Richie or Hugh? Now, you're right. Richie's not at his playing size or his playing weight. Probably not in lifting weights like he used to. But we talk to you every day. You know, we know the upper room.
Because you know what? The mentality, like, my biggest thing is the mentality isn't there.
You don't have that anymore.
I don't,
that dog doesn't bark the same way.
No, it doesn't. I don't have the mentality. Because you got, like, it's different in the trenches, man.
Yeah.
It's different. And that's why I'm like, Brandon's been off for a while. You got to get used to people putting their hands on you again. You know, he's not that far removed, but that was one of the biggest things that I recall, like, just being out there watching the game. I'm like, damn, I cannot believe I used to do this for a living. Because it's like, you don't really realize how real it gets in those trenches. Like,
sure.
Like nobody can, you don't realize how that gets. Man.
It's one of those things that unless you've experienced it, there's no way to replicate it.
Because it's like, dog, it gets real out there on Sunday. Real.
I'm sure. And these guys are in their prime that he's going up against and they're young and all that stuff.
All of that.
Let's go to Terrence in Springfield. What's up, Terrence?
Huge old Kyle, what's up, man?
Terrence, what's up, buddy?
Hey, man, Hugh said he's going to bring out the shank, man.
I'm just saying.
We can't have that.
I'm going to have to make it a little bit more.
Saw what happened with Mark Sanchez, man.
Yeah, I'm at the equalizer.
Mark Sanchez didn't win that, though, even though, we saw what happened to him.
Man, Mark Sanchez, he had done you.
Yeah, he's finished. Go ahead, Terrence. What are you feeling on BJ?
I love BG, man. I love him. I love his energy. I love his locker room presence. But how much is BG really going to bring to the table? My thing is, he could have retired on top. I know he said he got more in the tank. But he's had so many injuries, man. I love the Eagles. But why not sign a free agent? Why not? There's not nobody else out there on the trade market that you can trade. You could trade for an edge.
Brandon Graham was the free agent.
So Terrence, we could trade for an edge, but... Do we expect Howie to make two or three trades before the trade deadline? Like to me, this frees him up to whatever he's got left. He's willing to use. He can go get a corner now instead of going to get an edge and a corner.
Joe, Howie got a lot of making up to do because Howie had an awful off season, so he better make some moves at the trade deadline. BJ's a 16-year veteran, man. Come on, man. The pass rush has a young core. You mean you guys couldn't hold your bargain? You got to bring in this 16-year-old veteran to show you young pups how to do it. There's still problems on the defense. Now is BG going to bring a presence of leadership? Yes, he's going to bring that. Because BG, man, he brings that to the defense. But still, this defense don't look dominant as it did from last year. BG had no training camp, guys. I pray he stays healthy. I pray he can contribute. But Howie's been scraping and scrambling since the offseason. The offseason, they were awful. He let a lot of players go. I believe Howie has had problems staying on top, handling success, and staying relevant. Both times he won a Super Bowl, he has not had a good offseason. We won this year. Now, let's say we keep the core that we had last year, most of the players, we will be okay. Howie has not kept a cohesive unit after winning a Super Bowl, and it shows. Now, to me, long as BG don't risk an injury, man, I know I said it before, he has had a training camp. I don't know if BG's bored. I don't know if he's tired of the family already. No, I mean, that's a different story, man. But if he could contribute, then I'm all for this, man. But I feel like the Eagles, it kind of gives me it's a sign of being desperate right now because I know our pass rush ain't been doing that much this year. But at the deadline, Joe, we have to get another edge and another cornerback. We have to. I love BG, but he's a depth chart move. He's adding to the depth chart.
I agree with that. It is a depth chart move. Terrence, we appreciate the phone call. I do think the word desperate is not unfair to use. You could feel that. It doesn't mean it's not going to help, though. Like, you could be desperate, do something, and it does move the needle a little bit and help you. We keep hearing this morning how he has to do this, how he has to do that. How many trades do we think he's going to make in the next 2 weeks?
Not that many.
Well, like, let's...
Maybe
five.
One.
Five. Okay. So
you think he'll make five trades?
No.
Oh,
no. I think we're losing a little bit of sight how much he's already traded since this training camp to invest in this team. Right. So let's see if I can count all the trades. They traded for Ja'Cory Bennett. They traded for John Mechie. They traded two picks for Tank Bigsby. And am I missing one? And Sam Howell, right? They've traded for and Fred Johnson. They've traded for five players since August.
Are we gonna talk about that beer can yet?
That hit Howie in the head at the parade? It hasn't been the same.
That Tank Bigsby trade.
Wait a minute, hold up. Wait a minute. Y'all been workshopping this and ain't tell nobody.
But have you noticed? Howie's made some weird moves since he got, got hit in the head.
Something's fishy.
Y'all ain't right.
I'm not going to expect three more trades between now and two weeks.
No, y'all ain't right, man. Y'all think Howie went berserk.
Two picks for Tank Bigsby?
Come on, Hugh.
Done nothing. I mean, let's call it for what it is.
I didn't put that much thought into it, but now y'all got me thinking.
I'll say this.
Not the same.
I would be satisfied if they went and got one legitimate impact pass rusher. I'd be okay.
You're okay with the second corner as a Dory Jackson, Keely Ringo, or Ja'Cory
well,
Bennett?
No, but like if that's the situation that I'm presented, like I can get behind that.
You can survive that way.
Yeah.
No, you get a nice little pass rusher, man. It might help out. If you get a nice little pass rusher.
I'm saying like
about the secondary.
I need a corner.
If you're telling me I can only get one thing, I would go get an impact edge rusher. Guy that can get to the quarterback.
I think that's going to be the debate we have over the next 2 weeks. Trade deadline is 2 weeks from today. If I can only have one, I'm getting a corner. I'm watching the Lions last night with Amon-Ra St. Brown and Jameson Williams. The Packers have a bunch of young receivers, including Golden. They're going to play the Cowboys in about a month, and they have CeeDee Lamb and George Pickens. I need a corner, especially now that BG is back to kind of help out the pass rush a little bit. I need the corner. 215-592-9494. I'm a big fan of this move. I think it does change the equation on the team, and it moves them forward. It gives, to me, Howie a chance to go just spend money or the draft pick on the corner. And I think the leadership thing is a big deal. It's a big deal. This team has lacked leadership on defense from the beginning of training camp. They are super young there. It changed it. Does it change the way you feel about the 2025 Eagles? Jeff in Wilmington is up. Hey, Jeff.
Jeff.
What's up, guys?
Hey, Jeff. What's going on?
So I'm kind of in between where you and Hugh are, mainly because I think it will help the guys that he's going to replace for maybe, 15 snaps? I don't think that's that big of a deal. But I think it's going to steer Howie towards getting in a somebody in the secondary, because I think that's more important right now than having the edge rush, because we just can't cover some of these guys at all.
Jeff, you and I are aligned on this. I mean, I go back. Yeah. I was rewatching some of those plays on Sunday. If Wentz threw it a little more timing and precision, Jordan Addison might have had like 3 touchdowns, because he hit him a few times. But Addison had to kind of wait for the ball, and then he fell down after he caught it.
Yeah, and I see your point here on the other guys maybe losing some snaps, and they might get their feathers ruffled a little bit. But, man, we're trying to go for another Super Bowl here.
Definitely.
So, you know what I'm saying? Like, I totally understand that. Also, real quick on the tomato soup. I don't know about you, dude, but my mom put water in our tomato soup, the condensed version. We didn't have milk, so it wasn't thick. So, that's what I was used to growing up with.
Yeah, but like when you were younger, it felt like it tasted better.
I think that might be with everything. You get older and you're a little bit you're grizzled now. It's not the same.
Grizzled is crazy.
You've
been around the block.
when you grow up and you can afford a little bit better soup, you know what I'm saying?
That
helps out too.
I think it
was a struggle meal back in the day.
I think that's what it is. Like things that when we were kids, and Jeff, we appreciate the phone call. Hugh, I think it's like you have something growing up and there was like a good feeling around. Then you have it when you're a little older. You're like, this isn't that good.
I don't know, dog. Because
putting water in it feels like a way to stretch it out. Like you can get 2 days.
Because ramen noodles still taste good.
Do they?
Like they do.
Yeah. Yeah, but they're loaded with like
salt.
Yeah.
It's just a salty taste.
It's just the tomato soup though. It was such a disappointment.
I mean, dude, if you dump out a can of tomato soup like in your pot or something, you can add salt and seasonings to it.
Well, no, it's not that, Kyle. It's the thickness.
Buy a thinner soup.
No, I want the thick soup.
Then buy a thick soup.
That's what I'm saying. The soup that I'm talking about, it lied to me when I was young. It was like it was a lie.
Yeah, I don't get where we're going with the lie thing. Who is lying?
Because it was like it tastes so much better. Now it's just like
you're lying to yourself. Maybe you remember it different. Memories change.
That's what it is.
Yeah, you had a wonderful memory of tomato soup. You had it recently. It wasn't the same.
What is this crap?
Something tells me you didn't spend that much on the can.
My feelings. Because I got the brioche. Brioche.
That hits different.
Brioche hit different, dog.
You know what I've been having lately? Sourdough. You're a sourdough guy?
No, not really.
Ooh.
But that brioche.
Yeah, brioche is good. Sweet. Yeah,
no, I was
soft.
At Chicken Peace last night. And I can't remember they got sandwiches down there.
With brioche?
They got the brioche.
That's the best commercial we can give anybody. Yeah, just go and get.
He got the brioche.
All right, Hugh. Speaking of lunch, you know where we're going to be tomorrow, right?
Where are we going?
We're going to be at the grand opening of the Deco Food Hall tomorrow in Wilmington. So come out.
You think
they're
going to make us tomato soup? You think they'll make us tomato soup?
There's like nine restaurants in there. You get whatever you want.
I'm going to get some good.
The grand opening in Angelo's. All right, come on out tomorrow. We're going to be at the Deco Food Hall in Wilmington tomorrow, doing the whole show 10 to 2. Come on out. It's going to be a really fun day, and we're excited to try all the. We're going to try a bunch of this food tomorrow because there's all these restaurants within the food hall. Deco Food Hall tomorrow in Wilmington for the Midday Show. 215-592-9494. Let's go to Junior in Texas up on WIP. Hey, Junior.
Hey, what's going on, guys? How are we
what's
doing
up,
today?
Junior?
Junior, what's going on?
Well, you know what? I'm actually pretty happy that BG is back. You know, I don't think his play specifically is going to be out of this world. But you know what I think is going on in the locker room? When you got a bunch of guys that are kind of similar in talent level, maybe just barely, you know, separating from each other, you get comfortable, right? There's all these pressures on the defensive line, but nobody's getting home. But then let's say BG comes in. Let's say he just gets a sack his first game, or, you know, he gets a really big play. It kind of lights a fire up under these young guys to like, oh, you know what? There's a 35-year-old Brandon Graham right here. I should really just step up my game. So maybe it'll just kind of light the fire back in the locker room. Like, I don't want to lose reps. I don't want to get benched for Brandon Graham. Maybe I just got to start playing a little bit better. So that's what I'm excited for. And I'm excited for his leadership, too. I think it's a really good move for him. And as far as that tomato soup goes, I feel like you just loaded that thing with, like, shredded cheese, and that's why it got so thick. And maybe you forgot about it, dog.
Maybe you're misremembering your childhood tomato soup.
Is that what it is?
Could be.
No, because I remember, you know, I remember it being really soupy, though. I don't remember it being loaded with cheese.
Maybe you got to doctor it up. Maybe like Kyle's right. You can't just have the can and expect it to be great.
Yeah.
You got to do some work.
I just dumped it in there.
You got lazy. Like, yeah. Junior, we appreciate it. Good phone call there.
So it's the cheese that makes
I don't know. I don't know.
It's whatever it needs. Taste it.
Chef Douglas has to get in the kitchen here.
I got the cheese. No, I think it's the tomatoes. I think it's the quality of the tomatoes.
Yeah, you can look around the supermarket and find a chunkier tomato soup, man.
Yeah, I didn't know that. I found that out. I because you know it's.
But you were in the aisle.
But no, it's the go-to. Like, okay, I was in the aisle where it was. You know, it was a common aisle. I'll just say that it was
the cans.
Aisle. But it wasn't. There wasn't that much to choose from the tomato soup.
Oh, I got
selection.
You. There weren't that many tomato soups.
But yeah, you're probably right. I probably do need to up my tomato soup game.
I think you do. I mean, I think this is more on you than it is, I think, the company that's making
it. No, it was my childhood. It was my childhood dream, and they lied to me when I was a child. Yeah, they sold me.
I don't think anyone lied to you. I think this is on you. Ron and Monco is up. What's up, Ron?
Good morning.
Good morning, Ron.
Good morning. Hugh, how are you doing?
I'm good.
All right. So what are we complaining about today now?
Well, I'm not complaining. I'm happy Brandon Graham is back.
I'm complaining about tomato soup.
Come on, let's whine it out.
All right, what do you got?
I'm complaining about tomato soup,
yeah,
Ron.
Yeah, and you're kind of complaining about BG.
I'm
not
complaining about BG.
Well, you're not as thrilled
as
the rest
of us. I'm just like, okay, BG been chilling for a couple months.
He's
become a podcaster. A little bit.
Wow.
Yeah, well,
you did that to BG.
Podcaster is so strong.
That's an insult around here.
Podcaster is derogatory.
It is. Well, because when you're an athlete, like Paul George is a podcaster, half a basketball player.
Podcast P.
Yeah. Enough of him.
So listen, you know, day one, before the season even started, you guys were complaining about the quarterback. Now it's this, now it's that.
No, Joe,
it's like,
Joe
you
was
know,
complaining
come on,
about
you just
the quarterback.
You just won a Super Bowl. You know, everybody that, you know, first graders knew that Big Red was going to try to shut the run down and make Jalen throw the ball, and it all happened just the way it was supposed to.
Mm-hmm.
And then he does it again this weekend. So now we got to complain about the corners and this, that, and the other thing. Listen, you know what else you need to get working on? You need to get working on today, that offensive line.
Well, offensive line teams, offensive linemen don't fall out of trees.
You got to groom them.
You need to start getting busy on that. You know what I mean? But anyway, did anybody notice who closed out the game last night for the Blue Jays?
Yeah. No, I did. Jeff Hoffman.
Didn't notice.
There you go. Old Hoffy. Yeah, how do you like that?
Well, I didn't like it. I was happy for him, Ron. I liked Hoffman when he was here.
Old Hoffy.
Yo.
I liked him.
Yeah, right. That's what baseball at the top echelon looks like. We don't look anything like that. You know what I mean? So what are we going to do about this baseball team, Joe? What's your thoughts?
Well, they have work to do. I mean, obviously they got a lot of work to do here with this team. It starts with Schwarber, Ron. I mean, if they're gonna bring him back, that's a chunk of the money. If not, they could remake the whole team. I mean, it starts there.
What are you gonna do with $70 million of dead wood?
Who's that?
Thank you to my Bryce.
What are you talking about? What are you talking about? The bad contracts. The $60-70 million in bad contracts.
I can't, like, who? Like, Castellanos, well, they're going to cut him. Taiwan, yeah. Nola. I mean, what are they got? They're stuck with these guys.
No kidding. So how are you going to overcome that?
That's on the general manager. Dombrowski's got to figure that out. Well, it's his bad money. I mean, he's the one that gave
reason,
it out.
Joe, let me give it to you in a nutshell. The reason that we didn't make incremental improvements in the last 3 to 4 years as the seasons were flying by us is because he's hogtied to these contracts.
I know. Oh, Dombrowski's giving out a lot of bad money, Ron. We know this. Appreciate the phone call. I know this.
Hogtied is crazy.
Yeah, he is hogtied. And they're probably going to give out some more bad contracts this offseason. That's what Dombrowski does. All right, 215-592-9494. That is how you hop aboard. All right, Hugh Douglas is coming after Tomato Soup today. And I think this Brandon Graham move changes the season for me, and it changed the way I feel about this team heading toward the trade deadline. Now go get a corner. I'm way happier with the pass rush with BG back. I think we're underrating a little bit on what he was last year when he was able to play. Brandon Graham was still a good edge rusher on a great defense, and the leadership aspect I think is huge. All right, what Ron just mentioned, we also hit that a big night for a couple NFC teams. What hit us as well, and there's a stat that concerns me when it comes to the Eagles against the rest of a pretty good NFC. We'll hit that all next. 215-592-9494. It is the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Show to camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94 WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.